Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. The confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have crossed the 1.5 lakh mark. The death toll is over 4,300. India is the 10th country to register over 1.5 lakh cases. So we are the 10th worst impacted nation. More than 83,000 cases of these positive cases are categorized as active, and we are every day seeing 6 to 7,000 increase with over 54,700 cases. Maharashtra has the highest infections. Tamil Nadu has over 17,700 cases, Gujarat over 14,800 cases, and Delhi with over 14,400 cases. Class 10th and 12th students who have moved to different state or district during the lockdown can now appear for pending board examinations at their respective districts or states. And students are not required to travel to previous board exam centers if they have moved away. Also, Haryana has said that those without mask will be fined ₹500 and those spitting in public will also be fined ₹500. Puducherry has recorded over 5 new cases. The total tally is at 39 now. Also, the Labour Minister today clarified that the centre will not approve the state amendments to labour laws in the current form. So, a lot of states, including Uttar Pradesh and even Madhya Pradesh, was looking at several amendments that meant diluting the labour laws that some of the unions had called taking away rights from the labourers. Also, 18 new COVID cases have been reported in Assam. The total confirmed cases in the state have risen to 704, including 62 recoveries and 4 deaths. Also, Assam is seeing bad floods during this time of the year. Nearly 2 lakh people across 7 districts are affected, and the Brahmaputra is flowing above the danger level. Delhi has seen over 700, almost 800 new cases. This is the record spike we are seeing in Delhi, and also the death toll is over 300 now. COVID-19 cases are expected to peak in early July in India. Experts are saying that deaths from the pandemic could top 18,000. Also, private labs have recorded 3 times more positive COVID-19 cases, even as government labs are leading in testing as per reports. So around 182 private labs have tested for coronavirus in the country. They have recorded 16 to 17% test positivity rate, and internal assessments by the government have found this. This is nearly 3 times the 5-6% test positivity rate recorded by 430 government labs, according to a report. Also, global health experts have said that the novel coronavirus is here to stay for more than 1 year, and there should be aggressive testing to prevent its spread. Nobel laureate Abhijit Banerjee has said that the center's special economic package worth rupees 20 lakh crore under the Atmanirbhar Abhiyan is certainly not an eyewash. He said that it might boost the supply side, which will drive the economic recovery. Also, with hospitals stretched to capacity, housing societies in Mumbai are now renting oxygen cylinders. As per reports, some housing societies and people in Mumbai are renting it in case there is a health emergency. Air India passenger has tested positive for COVID-19. The person was on board the Delhi-Ludhiana flight, and now the members who were in the flight have been quarantined. India has seen only 3 recessions since independence, and this is looking like the 4th one as per CRISIL. As many as 1 lakh people, mostly migrant workers returning from other states, have completed their quarantine period in Orissa, which continues to change its strategies to contain the spread, as per a PTI report. Apart from that, vegetable vendors, security guards, pharmacists, ICMR has now expanded definition of frontline workers who need testing to these categories as well. Also, fresh reports of burns from quarantine stamp despite the Goa government assuring safer ink has been reported. Social distancing norms of 6 feet is looking insufficient, and coronavirus can travel nearly 20 feet as per the latest study. And home delivery of essential medicines can now be organized in containment zones as per the health ministry. And also, reports are pointing at extension of the coronavirus lockdown till June 15th as per reports. A top home ministry functionary also told CNN that the next phase will be a lockdown extension in spirit and said that most of the focus would be on 11 cities that account for nearly 70% of the COVID-19 cases in the country. This includes the six major metro cities of Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, Ahmedabad and Kolkata, as well as Pune, Thane, Jaipur, Surat and Indore. Most viruses and other germs do not spread easily on flights. The US Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said in its COVID-19 guidelines, which do not recommend following social distancing between two passengers inside the plane or keeping the middle seat unoccupied. With that, let's move on to some of the global updates. The World Health Organization has said that the North and South Americas have emerged as the new center of the coronavirus pandemic. As per a new US study, the forecast of the numbers of deaths that are surging in Brazil or other Latin American countries through August are saying that, you know, the epicenters have now shifted. WHO Director for America has said that now is not the time for countries to ease restrictions. As for Latin America, very tough weeks are ahead for the region, and Brazil has a long way to go before the end of the pandemic. Unemployment in the US, of which Trump is the president, stood at 14%, the worst figures since, you know, the records began. South Korea announced 40 new cases today, taking the total number over 11,200. Most of the new infections are from densely populated Seoul metropolitan area. It was the largest increase since 53 infections were announced on April 8th. The South Korean vice health minister said that it is suspected that the basic regulations were not enforced at the warehouse where the outbreak was suspected to be, the beginning of the outbreak was suspected to be at a warehouse of an e-commerce firm. Also, Russia has confirmed that 161 people with coronavirus died in the past 24 hours, bringing the national death toll to over 3,900. Officials have also reported over 8,300 new infections, pushing the country's overall figure of confirmed cases to 3,70,680. Germany has extended the distancing rules to end of June. So Germany has now said that social distancing rules will be in place in order to contain the spread of the coronavirus. So we are looking at a date of 29th June as per Chancellor Merkel, and Merkel's government has been embroiled into disagreements with the least affected states, some of which wanted to ditch the measures and open up entirely. So Germany's virus caseload now tops 1,81,200, with over 8,300 deaths. So, much lower than European counterparts such as Britain, France, Spain and Italy, but they are keeping some of the restrictions in place. The French government has stopped the country's hospitals from using the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine, the malaria drug Donald Trump said he was taking as a precaution to treat COVID-19. But there are serious concerns about its safety. This is after a study was published in the Lancet Medical Journal last week that suggested that hydroxychloroquine might increase the mortality rates. But we are seeing India, it is still a recommended drug because no such findings have really been out by the experts as well. So Greece has planned to open the country up to tourists this week, opening bars and restaurants. Movement restrictions were lifted for the general population on May 4th, but have been extended for refugees living in island camps and number of mainland camps until June 7th. With that, if you want to know what steps to follow if someone on your flight is tested positive for COVID-19, because right now the travel restrictions from domestic flights are off and some people are willing to go home and travel to different places where they think they would be safer. So if you are traveling, if you're forced to travel at this time, you should read this article that tell you what to do in case somebody is tested positive in the flight. So that's an important take there. With that, we are wrapping up this session for the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all suggestions, feedbacks and any topics you want us to cover, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. With that, thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.